Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you were listening to our election town hall discussion yesterday, where our listeners put their issues, concerns about the upcoming election to some of the politicians that are running, hoping to be members of the 34th Dáil, you'll know that crime was one area that got quite a lot of interaction from people that were in attendance at the Royal Dublin Convention Centre. And one of the people who was there and heard a lot of it was Ruth Maxwell, who is a criminal injuries compensation tribunal consultant. Ruth is with me on the programme today. Ruth, I know a lot of our listeners will be aware of your story and your experience as a victim of crime a number of years back, but you were listening to the politicians yesterday. Do you feel there's enough determination to try and tackle crime and reduce rates in Ireland?
No, not really. Yesterday, the discussion focused mainly on increasing Garda presence and sentencing for particular offences. But the parties need to commit practically supporting victims of crime, particularly of violent crimes. Like Fianna Fáil was the only party to have mentioned specifically the Criminal Injuries Compensation Tribunal in their manifesto, and with obviously the vision of putting it on a statutory footing. But it's not there with any of the others. And I still have ongoing correspondence, obviously, with senior politicians of the major parties for years in this area. Mm. Like, this is something that is really overlooked.
Just like, explain, Ruth, you might actually, sorry, just explain what exactly the Criminal Injuries Compensation Tribunal aims to do.
Well, obviously, when you're attacked and you've criminally inflicted injuries, you have to go through this process of applying to the scheme for recouping your medical losses and your loss of earnings. So that scheme has not been obviously under any public scrutiny. It was once in the 80s and that was it. So the whole idea is to overhaul it completely because it's not fit for purpose. It's traumatizing victims. It's a long, laborious, hostile process. And trying to recover from what you've been through is nearly impossible. There's too many obstructionist hurdles. So it's to try and, you know, make it more victim-centred with an easier process, maybe do away with the three-month deadline, because at that stage you're still writing your Garda reports. You may be still in a hospital.
And so just what is the three-month deadline? Is that in relation to, I don't want to say expenses, but I suppose, you know, is that what it covers?
No, you have a three-month deadline to apply, just to apply to the scheme.
Even be
to basically
considered.
Put your name down. Well, it takes years before like your case is even heard, and especially if you have a criminal trial coming up and appeals, it can take years and years, and depending on your injuries as well, like if they're ongoing for years and years. I mean, there should be an immediate interim payment for victims with horrific injuries, because you are instantly plunged into poverty when something like that happens.
And you feel that there isn't enough focus from parties and independents around that and on that particular area?
No. And so many politicians have never even heard of this system. Like, since January, there's 1,159 victims there waiting for their cases to be heard and to reach conclusion. Like, the Council of Europe's figures from 2022 had only 41 applications from women in 2020 and 37 in 2021. I mean, there's hundreds of decisions every year and so many more incidents where nobody has even applied. Mm-hmm. So those figures, even alone for the women, are absolutely tiny. And then when it comes to the fatal area of the application, I mean, that's extremely hard for families when they've lost a loved one. And the value of life for the tribunal from the state on your life is only €35,000. And not many people would actually like to apply for it, because that's putting a monetary value on your loved one. And €35,000, that's nothing. When you look at, you know, the curtains that were paid for by the government, they were €70,000, you know, like, the value is—it's not enough.
Yeah.
It's really not enough.
It is interesting though, Ruth. You know, to hear you mention that. Like, and I, you know, I would take a guess that probably a lot of people maybe not familiar with the work and what the Criminal Injuries Compensation Tribunal even aims to do. So I think it's definitely well worth highlighting that. But the other element of this conversation is that often when we talk about crime, and we heard yesterday some stories and some experiences, and then you hear from politicians and they talk about ways to tackle it. But I suppose in tackling crime, the likes of you and so many other victims probably need to be considered in these conversations as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I would be involved in this now with the Criminal Injuries Compensation Tribunal. I mean, like, the recommendations and the bill will be kind of due next year. So that is where we will need full support, cross-party support from absolutely everyone. You know, it's horrific going through a process like that when you are so traumatised with horrific injuries, dealing with trials and stuff. I will never, ever forget it myself. And I'm 8 years highlighting this now and campaigning for this. I don't want to see anybody go through a process that is just not fit for purpose ever again.
Really what you're sort of saying to people, and I know we've got the election next Friday, and then there'll be whatever amount of weeks there'll be, if needed, for government formation talks. But really what you're campaigning for, Ruth, is for the next government to prioritise the compensation tribunal and you know, the reform, I suppose, of that.
Yes, 100%. It's the least they could do for victims of violent crimes. It's the very least, and families of fatal incidents as well.
Ruth, listen, thank you for joining us today. I think it's well worth highlighting that, and I've no doubt. So you mentioned the bill that's up for discussion at the start of next year, is it, Ruth?
Well, it'll be kind of the first half of the year, we'll say quarter to half of the year, where they will both be ready. So that's when we'll start again, looking for cross-party support.
Support on basically. That. Well, I've no doubt we'll be talking to you then as well, Ruth. I'm sure there'll be more on this in the lead up to that. Of course, hard to believe 2025 just around the corner. Ruth Maxwell, Ruth, thanks a million for joining us today in the programme. As Ruth mentioned, Criminal Injuries Compensation Tribunal Consultant. That's Ruth Maxwell. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.